aren't we moving into an environment where we're actually becoming anti-car, anti-driver? And is that necessarily the right way to go? If we really want to encourage active travel and all of that, is the right way about it to beat drivers up? And my answer to that is no.
Well, how does a situation occur then when you do encourage active travel but you don't hamper motorists? How do the two coexist?
Well, properly designed, they do. But by hampering drivers, you don't necessarily encourage active travel per se. You know, let me say something a little bit sort of controversial for once. It's about time drivers started standing up for themselves a little bit. And I would like to think that in the next election they do that. It's not for them to constantly be put at inconvenience by government simply because it can.
A lot of the candidates coming forward, though, are citing green issues as some of their top priorities. Does that not naturally then mean they're against more cars being used and being friendlier or more cooperative to motorists?
Well, I think it's de rigueur, isn't it, for climate change at the moment. I mean, almost every candidate I hear interviewed says, oh, housing and climate change. Yeah, right. If they all say that, who'd you vote for? You need to listen, I think, deeper to candidates' arguments rather than them just parroting the current fashion. Of course, climate change issue matters. Of course, active travel issue matters, but there is the rest of the world that must continue to exist and to be provided for.